Tyler Baker, and I'm here with Nathan Kennedy and a guy who just forced some really bad news on me. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you gotta know by now. It's the Rotten Tomato, the man behind the mask, the guy that won't show his face, has used his mob boss connections to force me to watch, you know, the sounds of pigs being slaughtered, you know, watching hamburgers being made. I would much rather watch that than being have to force a gunpoint to watch the new Netflix Shira. And you may be wondering, why the hell would I be bringing this up on a pop culture? But it's current event news, and it's traumatizing. It hurts my brain to know that Joe has forced my hand, and I have to watch the first episode of this abomination.
See, I think that would have been...
To shut down all the politically correct jerk-offs who just want to come along and fight just because they're looking for anything to fight about on social media.
I feel like this would have been a better suited intro for Fans of Power tonight.
I'll do it again tonight, too.
We don't have to do that again, but yeah, so how's it going?
We already know how Tyler's doing.
Yeah.
Me, I'm just a first, before we started, I asked Nathan, I said, hey man, I said, you feeling okay? Because his eyes looked a little glassy. And the
episode... I didn't see that. How is it you see that and I didn't?
Well, I mean, when you're doing a show, you're obviously into talking, and you're into obviously watching the episode you guys did.
Oh yeah, like, because I noticed that my eyes bloodshot. I'm not stoned or anything like that. I was just up late. I started Red Dead 2. I think I slept maybe about 5 hours. And I think just staring at the screen, because that entire beginning is just, you're in deep snow. And even I'm sitting there, I'm like, this is kind of taking a little while. And I knew that it was slow. I read from other people, heard from other people. The beginning of this game is very slow. I'm just sitting there. I'm like, yeah, it is. I think just staring at that for so long and minimal sleep, it just...
Well, at least you're okay, because I wasn't sure. I was like, man, I didn't know if it was your allergies or what. And yeah, we're going to be talking about the old TGIF lineups that they used to have back in the day. And what's up, Yamish and JSP? But so when he said it, I thought first, hey, maybe it was allergies, because sometimes mine kick up like it was today. And I had to go out and get a fresh bottle. Now, this ain't the hottest hot sauce in the world, but I have this Dave's Insanity sauce. And when I don't have, let's say, an allergy pill to take, I usually take some good drops of this, put on something, and have that. This is the stuff that you're supposed to put one drop in like a big vat of chili, and it makes the entire chili hot. And like I said, I know there's stuff that's hotter in this, but it always makes me think of a story like, you know, years ago, I had some neighbors that were always barbecuing. I always like getting some food next door, you know me, free food. But
yeah, I can see Joe just like peeking through the fence.
that made me think, I had this funny image popped in my head, and the minute you guys said this, I think it was just thinking about, because, you know, it's funny, I always come up with like silly scenarios that involve you two. But we all know that Joe likes to, like, he shows it for the food. And I think it's because I passed McDonald's and I saw that they were advertising like the McRib was back or something like that. But I just had this image of like Joe just hanging outside his local McDonald's, but then playing it off like an American Werewolf in London, where he's David not hiding in the bushes. He goes, hey, kid, come here. And some kid standing outside McDonald's with a Happy Meal, and he shakes his head. He goes, come here, I'll give you a pound, 2 pounds. And it's some English kid in parts unknown. We don't know why. We don't question this. It's like, I don't know who you are. It's like, I'm the famous Happy Meal thief. And then Joe walks around out of the bush wearing a scarf, the mask, and nothing else, though, and just grabs the kid's Happy Meal. Thank you. And then takes off. And he's like, that naked Italian American stole my Happy Meal. You know,
just, nuts. Okay.
I know, but I was like, I can see Joe just do it, because he's just going to do whatever he can to get a free Happy Meal so he can get the toy, the free sauce, the napkins, maybe a straw if there's one in there.
I got to ask this too, Joe, because you said hot sauce for your allergies. Is the purpose just to, like, it's going to be hot, that it's going to make your eyes water and your nose run to get it, like, all out? Like, what's the purpose of the hot
sauce? I mean, hot sauce, it is a known fact that hot sauce does help with your immune system. It helps ward off colds. But also with allergy effect, it seems like my sneezing just stops when I take some super hot sauce. So back to my neighbors there, they're having, like I said, I'd always know when they'd have their barbecue going. I'd like going over there getting free food. And I went over and I asked about the one chicken that they had. I was like, is this kind of spicy? And they were like, yeah, we like it spicy. I was like, did you really? I was like, what'd you put on this? They said, Frank's Red Hot. And I was like, Frank's Red Hot. I was like, that's not hot. I said, that's like 90% vinegar. It's like basically just having salt. There's no spices. I said, I'm going to go get something. So I went back and got my Dave's Insanity. And they always played off like they really love hot stuff. I said, here, just put a little bit. I said, no, I'm just put a little drop right there on your piece of chicken, a little bit on yours. So it was Pumpkin and Booby were next door. They were the ones that were
what?
The, Well, those were their. Everybody has nicknames where I grew up, and it was Punk.
Not my neighborhood.
Well, in mine it was. There's Punk and Booby, and there's.
It's like all the ghetto names.
You know? Well, Joe, what was your nickname in the neighborhood?
Bud Bundy, because everybody said I look like Bud Bundy. Well,
Wait, they said you look like Bud Bundy?
Yeah, so it was always, yeah, they said you look like Bud Bundy, so I was always Bud. Everybody always called me Bud, but they said.
See, that's interesting now. You've finally given us a hint of what you might look
He's
like.
Grandmaster B underneath the mask.
Grandmaster B. What's up, who that whale? So, anyways, I put a little drop on Pumpkins and put a little bit on Boobies. And Pumpkin.
Are you saying Boobies? Boobies?
Yeah, yeah, no, he put some hot sauce on Boobies.
No, not Boobies. Boobie. That was her nickname. Boobies.
Boo-P or Boobies?
Boobie, but not plural. Singular. Singular. Just Boobie. Just like one boob.
One titty.
Does she have one tit?
No, shut up. So it was Boobie and Pumpkin. And first I put it on Pumpkins. And Pumpkin had the bite. And I was like, so what do you think? And she sat there. She's like, it's okay. After about 45 seconds, she's like, I don't think it's real hot. And I was like, huh. I was shocked it didn't get her. I was like, okay. I said, here we go, Boobie. And I put it on hers. And she had it. And after about 20 seconds, she's like, what the fuck? She's like, oh, fuck, this is hotter than shit. And she ran in the house. And then Pumpkin stuff. She's like, yeah, that motherfucker's hot. And then she ran in there, too. And she was playing it off because she wanted to see her sister suffer. I loved it. So every time I went, you know, over there on the weekends and stuff, I would say, want some hot sauce? They said, fuck your hot sauce. So I always love Davis Hatton saying it. It makes me think of Pumpkin and Boobie.
I never knew that Joe was like a hot sauce connoisseur.
Oh, I love it. Like I said, it ain't the hottest in the world, but if you guys haven't had Dave's, it's good. It's a good tasting, and it's got heat, but it's not the super hottest. But, yeah, this will help you if you got some colds. So there's my hot sauce. I had some of this right before we started because I had to clear myself before we started.
Like Joe's just, like, snorting it up his nose and just dumping it down his throat. He's got it running down his mouth and just kind of passes out like he's had too much Sudafed.
I never had a moment and you, Tyler, and Nathan, you guys are just kind of sitting there like, dead sound, like you didn't even know what to do. Like, I don't know where to go from here.
How do I respond to this story?
Well, all right, I will respond to it this way. This week we were talking about ABC's TGIF programming, and Yanish actually brought up, he's like, I didn't know what that was. Now I was actually going to address that for our international viewers, because I imagine they may have had...
Because Joe assumes everybody is still watching Family Matters to this day. Like, they don't watch anything else except The Adventures of Carl and Urkel.
They had good chemistry.
Anyway, for our international viewers, basically here in the States, the ABC channel had a block of programming on Friday nights, which is how I got the TGIF name, which you think, thank God it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. I think the tagline for this was, I had it in my head. Yeah. Trying to read really quick. It's something like, thank goodness it's funny or something.
We always said it. Thank God it's Friday because we weren't afraid of pissing off atheists.
Yeah, that's what it was. But anyway, multiple programs and over the years because it kind of really hit its stride in the early 90s and probably close to the late 90s, early 2000s is when it started to fall off. But man,
I'd say sooner than that.
Yeah, but a laundry list because Joe hit me up with. Well, let's talk about Family Matters, and I'm like, well,
I'm like, no, I can't talk an hour or an hour and a half about Family Matters. I just can't do it.
Like, well, let's do TGIF because then we can talk about Step by Step and Dinosaurs, and honestly, my personal favorite, Boy Meets World. That's just.
I thought you were gonna say Full House.
No, you thought I was gonna say Hanging with Mr. Cooper is what you thought.
I thought Full House because Nathan for years has always liked to reference Jesse and the Rippers. and then he knocks it so much, and then he's like, "You got to see that crap they got on Netflix." In episode one, Stephanie's doing this.
Oh man,
someone who doesn't like the show that much, you seem like you watched an awful lot of it. You know,
I think I have seen every episode of Full House multiple times.
The original Full House?
Yes, and I've watched most of Fuller House, and that show is shit. If you thought Full House was bad, then like this is. 1,000 times worse. It's fucking terrible. It's hey, you remember that? Isn't it great? And then Dave Coulier shows up and he's still doing his lame ass shtick.
Oh,
cut it out. And I'm just like, fuck off. I've never liked Dave Coulier. He sucks. Only thing he knew how to do was Rocky and Bullwinkle impressions and
Popeye.
That was it.
And that Woodchuck character, that puppet, he used to do a puppet show on there.
Ranger Joe, Ranger Joe, man, fuck. But I mean,
that's one I rarely watched. I mean, I watched like maybe a couple episodes of Full House, but I couldn't do it.
How was that? How was that, Joe? When TGIF started, it was Full House, Family Matters, Step by Step. And I know it changed a lot. Perfect Strangers, because I remember watching that on Friday nights.
Hell, didn't even Perfect Strangers, isn't that like the oldest out of all of them, I think?
Yeah, because it came on, I think, 86. Oh, and I guess because the show was still going on, so they moved it to the big, you know,
TV. Yeah, like that. It moved into that block.
Actually, I have it all up here, and Full House and Perfect Strangers sort of went hand in hand.
I just couldn't go to Full House because Perfect Strangers, I just love that damn chemistry with, you know, Balky and Cousin Larry, and damn it, I doing the Dance of Joy, all the crazy hijinks they would get into. It was going from that kind of insanity to then watching Full House with a whole bunch of different kids and different people. It just, the mix wasn't, it just didn't work for me. I was like, I'm not laughing when I watch. I'm laughing my ass off with Perfect Strangers and crazy shit like that episode when Larry wanted to learn how to fight. So then Cousin Balky, he's sitting there doing the ninja shit. Remember, he's hiding up like on the mantle and he looks like he's like part of one of the ornaments or, you know, part of the tapestry in the background. And Larry comes in and when he's looking for Cousin, you know, looking for Balky. And then suddenly he comes down and they're doing that whole ninja shit routine. I mean, there was a lot of things they do that just had me laughing my ass off. And plus, there's some hot people, of course. You know, they had the one that would play, you know, Larry's girlfriend. And
I always had a crush on Larry's girlfriend as a kid.
Yeah, because I mean,
she was real hot.
Oh, yeah, because that one, I think that was Jennifer. She was like, oh, she was just like smoking hot. And then Marianne, which was the cute little one for Balky, I was like, she's fucking hot too. She has that little squeaky voice. But I was like, Jennifer and Marianne both hot. But I just liked it. And I think that's where, like, even Harriet from Family Matters, she spun off from that because she was like, I couldn't remember if she ran the elevators or whatever in the one building she worked at. But of course, that was spun off and eventually they had Family Matters. I couldn't even remember if Carl was in an episode of Perfect Strangers. I'd have to. God, it's been so long since I've seen it, but it was just, I love that, the slapstick stuff of Perfect Strangers, but Full House, I wasn't into it. I don't know, I got annoyed by the little baby girl.
Michelle, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she looked like looked like some kind of like little living doll monster. Just,
yeah, and that's sort of the tropes that a couple of these shows fell into. It's like you had Michelle in this, you had Urkel on Family Matters, and basically people were tuning into these shows just to hear that you got it, dude. And it's like, isn't it great? It's awesome.
Even as a kid, I thought that wasn't lame. I thought she was obnoxious. I didn't like I was more interested in what DJ and Stephanie were doing, and then all the adults, like with Joey and Jesse and Bob Saget's character. I can't remember his name on the show, but the father. I was more interested in everything except Michelle, and that was what people were. I mean, my granny even had the Michelle doll and the Urkel doll on display in her house.
Wait, they had a Michelle doll?
Yeah.
And it was a pull string, and she would say, "You got it, dude." Urkel said, "You got any cheese?" And
yeah.
I like the Urkel doll. Yeah, him and all his damn catchphrases. Who would have thought that a show that it wasn't even about him, remember? He was just that neighbor that eventually he just caught fire with the fans and was on. And poor Judy got her ass written off the show. You know, a lot of people even forgot that, you know, the younger sister, Judy, even was part of that damn show.
Her and Rachel both got written off the show at some point. Because I used to think Rachel was so pretty. And then all of a sudden, she's just not on the show anymore. And then she would show up randomly and
because Della Hopkins, she was like on Give Me a Break too, and some other shows. And you're right, I do remember her character Rachel. You know, you're talking about the mother of Little Richie, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So she was hot, and then bam, she was off the show too. But yeah, it kind of then revolved basically around Urkel, and of course here came Myra. See, that's the thing. I always wanted Steve and Laura really, you know, to get together. But then when Myra came, I was like, oh, this girl's fucking hot. She was so damn cute. It's like, oh yeah, we gotta see Steve with her.
I have no idea. I can't remember who Myra was.
You don't remember her? She was like, she was really obnoxious, but she was really hot. Rest her soul, though. She actually passed away.
Oh, yeah, poor thing did pass away. I felt horrible when I heard that news. God, but she was such a cute shit. I mean, but
I'm going to have to look her up real quick, because I do not recall her at all.
Yeah, she was always, like, really jealous and was just very protective.
Yeah, her name's Michelle Thomas. If you're looking up names, her name's Michelle Thomas. She played.
Isn't it amazing how Joe like knows all of these names, but when it comes to other stuff that we talk about, it's just like
the one thing that he claims he knows so much about, you know, He-Man. He's like, I don't know, guys.
Like what?
But he knows obscure characters from Family Matters.
Well,
what's her name again?
Michelle Thomas. But she's hot as shit. But the poor thing passed away. I can't remember if it was something due to.
I think it was like I want to say it was brain cancer or something like that.
I couldn't remember if it was kidney or yeah. I mean, I don't know. But damn, that was heartbreaking to hear.
Okay, I vaguely remember her now. Yeah.
Yeah, because she became a prime. I mean, a main staple character later in the seasons.
She's very hot, but I don't remember her as vividly. On the show, like I mean, I remember more stuff like when Urkel had his alternate personality when he had that machine, or when he had the robot version of himself.
Oh yeah, I did. Yeah, yeah. I like the robot. I even like the crazy animator. Remember when you know Steve-el or whatever, when he was that evil puppet that came to life, that one little mini one that they had. Remember it was the Halloween specials where they had the.
I don't remember that.
Oh, damn, there was these puppet Urkels, and then, of course, then it came to life, and he was Steve-el or some crazy shit. But he did his Bruce Lee one. I love the episode when he got, you know, injected with a little bit of Bruce Lee, and he did some good shit. I was actually emulating him well. But, yeah, when Stefan Urkel came around, and then it was Stefan and Laura, then it was like, okay, now it's Steve and Myra, but you still always wanted to have Steve and Laura eventually get together, which then in the final season they let that happen. You know, it was something that they said, okay, we got to finally give this to fans before it's gone.
Yeah, but in that final season, didn't it moved from ABC CBS. To CBS?
Yeah, just CBS. The ratings dropped just dramatically once it did that, and then it was gone because I couldn't even remember if we got the proper wedding. He was like in space for the final episode, and I was like, I wanted a real wedding.
Yeah, that's when it just got like stupid.
Yeah, because I got pissed because I was like, we're sitting there waiting this whole time to finally see them get married. And because of that shit move to CBS and the dropping ratings, like, we didn't get it. And I always felt like, oh, I was left with, you know, like, we didn't get the head of that final moment.
This is his Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, yeah, shit. Rant. No, please don't start that because I hate that. I hate thinking about Dungeons & Dragons. They didn't fucking finish it. They had the final episode script written out and everything else, and it was doing great in the ratings. They decided to just take it off fucking TV, and we could have finally had that final episode. Damn it. But, yeah, so anyways, yeah, Family Matters just one. Just I love the shit out of that. And you're right, the chemistry with Steve and Carl, it worked great. And you're right, there was only so many times with the, did I do that? Could they? Yeah. It couldn't keep being funny.
And I never laughed at it. I always liked him showing up and dealing with Carl and flirting with Laura. Like, I, you know, because, you know, you're watching, you want him to get the girl.
Yeah.
Because he's the nerd. So, you know, I sympathize with him a lot. And, you know, it's still to this day one of my favorite episodes that I haven't watched it. None of these shows I've watched, it's probably been 20 years since I've watched any of these shows. Probably more than that. But, when Carl and Urkel show up on American Gladiators.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I absolutely love that episode because I had never got to watch the show American Gladiators until I saw that because I didn't know when it came on or if it came on in our area. So, mm-hmm.
I like, too, that they also had a wrestling episode as well.
Oh, yeah. Didn't the Bushwhackers show up in that episode?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember watching that. That's the Bushwhackers.
Yeah, those are the ones that stick out to me because I was thinking about Family Matters just in general, and I'm just like, there's only a handful of these that really stick out to me. I think one of the other ones, and I'll let you get back to the American Gladiators thing, is when,
I'm hoping you're going to say it.
What? No,
Grandmama.
I mean, that's one, but I was thinking of more like in like serious in tone when, why can I not think of the oldest son's name?
Eddie.
Edward.
Yeah, when he gets pulled over and that cop's just like really shitty to him, you know?
Oh,
like,
and then he has that scene with that was the one where Carl, remember, is that the one you're going to talk about where he was talking with that other officer when they're in that diner about that whole thing?
Yep.
And, that was powerful.
Yeah, no, and that was kind of the beauty of these shows. And yeah, like while Full House overall kind of hokey really sucks, it was still like a decent show for the whole family, but I like that in these shows they did occasionally sprinkle like here's a serious thing that's happening, and that I always appreciated that. But Tyler, I'll let you get back to the American Gladiators.
Oh no, it was just something I remember watching because, you know, when we would stay at my granny's house, we'd always stay on Friday nights and we would always make a point to watch TGIF there, and we'd also watch it at home too. But and I remember just like her laughing hysterically at Urkel on the rolling log, holding on to it, going, and we're all just like, I just think it was so funny. And I would always look for the rolling log because of that segment on Family Matters. And and of course, when Larry Johnson shows up on the show to be Urkel's partner in the basketball tournament, because Eddie wants to play with the spider, and he turns down Urkel to play.
You see, Jaleel White's got some skills with that ball, though. Yeah, is Urkel. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was. I remember when Grandmama comes to the door and Urkel's like, you know, who are you? Like, I'm Grandmama. I'm like, oh man, that was just, it was so cool. And because I was so like, oh man, he left Urkel to play with the Spider, man, that's messed up. And I was so pumped to watch them take on Eddie and the Spider in the tournament, and Larry Johnson dunking. That the only way Larry Johnson could dunk, man, God, he had some of the most powerful. He was up there with Sean Kemp in terms of attitude and strength when he was, because he was so, I mean, muscular and big. And oh, it was so cool. He walks over with his cap tooth and his glasses and everything. It was so living when I saw that. So cool.
No, it was. It was a great show, and it had a great mix of characters. You know, some that were in there more and often, but I mean, even when they had, you know, Waldo, Geraldo, Faldo, remember Eddie's best bud, you know, at one time when he first showed up. Remember, he's the one to always say, cool. Remember when he's like,
I always like it in the intro for the show where the basketball just hits him in the side of the head.
Oh yeah.
That always cracked me up because he's just got like that high fade too that always reminded me of shit, what were those
Kid and Play?
Yeah, yeah, like what were the, it was
Class Party. Act and House Party.
Yeah, yeah. It just always seeing that haircut makes me think of those guys.
Yeah. And the thing is, you could tell it looked like he was always ready, you know, for that ball to hit his face. Every time I watch the intro, like, he was ready, and then boom, it hits him. But he was – I couldn't remember if – you remember A. Willie when he was, like, in the school, and it was him and – Willie and Waldo, they were both kind of bad guys, but Waldo was more the sidekick to Willie, and Willie was, like, a bully in the school, and it was weird that he started off being a bully but then became kind of, like, a good guy and Eddie's buddy then, so – yeah, but it's just a damn good show. I love Family Matters, but there's so much I could say about it, but I won't say no more because we can move on to another one. But damn, yeah, I love some
Family. I think it's it was also cool as well because we were still in a time period where there weren't many sitcoms that focused on African-American families.
The Cosby's being one of the big shows on TV.
Yeah, but even still, like, there at that time, there still just weren't that many yet.
This could be probably the most family-centric because, you know, if you're, you know, we're not going to talk about comedies like In Living Color or Hanging with Miss Cooper, but no, as for a family, well, Family Matters, yeah, I mean, it was a great show, but it had, like you said, serious moments, but it had its comedy, more comedy than serious, but I loved it. It was one of my favorites. It wasn't as much like, you know, the Cosby Show had funny stuff, but it seemed like they tended to be a little more straightforward, serious, and comedy, but not more slapstick insanity like Family Matters.
Yeah, they kept it pretty, like, it felt, I mean, when you watch the Cosby Show now, and yes, I still like the Cosby Show if I ever see it, or I it has nothing to do with what Bill Cosby has been found guilty of. Like,
yeah,
that's
always a tricky thing too, because we kind of never even really talked about this before. But in the instance of this with Bill Cosby, you say that, you know, you can still watch a show and enjoy it despite what he's done. And there's people I've read about, like the Chris Benoit situation. There's people who are like, I'm never watching his matches again. But
you're out of your mind.
but I can still go back and watch his matches. And I guess I'll kind of pose that if Joe kind of has an issue or anything. Is there anything that's out there that you don't watch because of what the person had done?
See, not really, and that's the hard thing. It's like I told you, if there was a world, a perfect world for me, which obviously doesn't exist, I hate knowing stuff that happens in real life with celebrities, whether it's when they're a wrestler and they have their wrestling persona, or if it's an actor and a role they play, and then some shit that happened in real life. I hate hearing, of course, whatever the hell happens in real life. It's like, oh God, this is disgusting. Whether, you know, somebody murdered and rape or anything else, it's deplorable. It's like, as a human being, you'd hate him. You're like, that's rotten. But then you do look at a flip side. It's like, oh God, but I just remember loving the Cosby Show. I loved it. And it's like, I can't, even as horrible as what he's done, it's like, I don't think I could look at the show and say, God, now I hate it. It's weird. And
it does change it a little bit.
It changes. Cause then I'm thinking, okay, this is a guy who done something real horrible. And I hate to even say then, but, you know, it's just me. I still love the Cosby Show. But then you wonder if there's people who say, oh, Joe, you're despicable because you still like the Cosby Show.
I mean, there probably are people that would do that. And that's fine. Like, that's their opinion on it.
It's just that part that I hate knowing real life shit. It's I guess that's why I don't even do behind the scenes stuff and all these interviews. It's like,
yeah, but I blame it on the general public to think that, you know what, you everyone's quick to forget that what we're watching is entertainment, and these people actually have other lives and lifestyles and personalities that we don't know and don't see. You know, I mean, I think it's pretty well documented that most all the professional wrestlers were womanizers who, if they were married, they were cheating on their wives left and right. They're having threesomes every single night, picking out women that they want, but they're on TV telling kids, you know, stay strong, and, you know, or that they're going to take care of the evil bad guy this week or whatever, you know, or that in Hollywood, and it has been going on for years, that men and women and kids are objectified as sex objects in the entertainment business to get gigs, to get jobs, and go through these acts to get those jobs.
It's kind of fucked up, isn't it?
It is, and that's what kind of makes it feel like, you know what, it doesn't justify what a lot of the actors that have done to women and children over the years, especially to children, not to downplay what's been done to women, but I do, because kids are innocent, and it goes for young boys and young girls. But I also feel like, I mean, I've heard stuff like that since I was a kid. Like, it's kind of alluded to that that's what people do. You perform certain favors and things like that, and then you get big parts in movies. And if some of them are coming out and saying that, you know, like, I remember Angelina Jolie came out and said that she was, you know, approached by Harvey Weinstein, but she's one of the biggest actresses in Hollywood even today. I'm like, okay, well, apparently it wasn't a big deal to you back then.
Where were your morals back then? You know? Well, that's where it gets kind of weird, because...
Yeah, I just kind of feel like some of these, it almost feels like, look, if you felt the situation that you were in was probably not the best or the most comfortable, you should have just got up and left the room. It doesn't justify what Bill Cosby did.
Yeah.
I just feel like, look, I kind of feel like...
I think the part of it that blows my mind about the whole thing, and I guess it's just they're wanting to protect their spot and they don't want to piss the wrong people off because they don't want to... But at the same time, too...
How important is it, though?
Well, that's the thing. Like, me as an individual, if I was going through these situations during that time, I don't think I would have been quiet about anything. I would have, like, stood and just be like, yeah, this is fucked. But, you know... We don't know. We're not there.
No, we're not there. I hope no one takes this in the way where I'm sitting there saying that what was done, like, well, you should have known better. Like, well, to a certain extent, yes. But also, it does not justify and give people a pass for doing what they did.
Yeah.
You know, it's obviously Bill Cosby using his position and exploiting, you know, impressionable women who were around one of the biggest TV stars of the decade. And comedians, and he's going to take advantage of that. You know, that's wrong, but it doesn't take away the fact that I can still watch a Chris Benoit match because it has nothing to do with his personal life, because he's not the wrestler. That's a character he's playing and pretending to be the rabid Wolverine, you know, Toothless Aggression. It's all an act. Well, Bill Cosby's the wholesome dad with the crazy sweaters.
You know, honestly, for me, I know it's weird, but I always try not to think about the crazy stuff. It's like all the stuff that's happening in the news. Like, when I hear about it, mm-hmm. I more hear about that something's been done, but I don't know all the stuff. Cause it's like, you know, I know people say, Joe, you shouldn't put on blinders like that. You should know the reality of what's happening half the time. But it's like, I just hate seeing,
sometimes you have to, cause
it's none of our business though. I feel like, you know, like when it came out that Arnold had, you know, had a child with another woman when still married to Maria, I hated hearing it, but I'm not going to stop being an Arnold fan because it's not none of my business. That's their personal private business, and unfortunately, the media got a hold of it and turned it into a feeding frenzy. I don't know what Arnold and Maria's marriage was like. It does justify him cheating on her, even though he had a history of messing around in the 80s, of course. But I still feel like I'm not going to stop watching Predator and take down all my posters because Arnold had a child with another woman, because I don't support infidelity. I don't support cheating. But I'm not going to turn on Arnold because of that, because that's his business. The same.
Yeah,
thing
to you, it's in a similar vein of you're talking about Chris Benoit. It's like, yes, that's Arnold as a person, but in Predator, he is Dutch.
He's Dutch, and
it gets a little murky. I'm sorry for kind of bringing it. I kind of feel like we just brought the show down.
It's like when Hulk Hogan got caught on tape, you know, speaking in racist terms, and you know, I hated hearing that, but he's still my favorite wrestler, and I think he's paid his dues. And
I think that's why I enjoy doing, usually when we'll talk about, you know, cartoons and other things. It's like I brought up on the podcast before, like when we're comparing to sports celebrities and sports and, you know, action figures, comics and cartoons, is I always say, you know, at least our cartoon characters, at least hopefully they'll never let us down. Obviously they're not going to end up being these rapists and murderers and bigots and racists and all this shit, because they're the embodiment of what you think should be good in the world. And So there, that's Joe's blinders. I hate the bad shit in the world. I just
But you know what? I say I can't fault you at all for feeling that way. I mean, because for me personally, I don't watch the news because it's always sad, depressing stuff. I get nothing out of it. It does not affect my daily routine of going to work, going to the gym. So I don't need to sit down and watch Dateline or the NBC News at 7 o'clock and see, look at all the sad, depressing stuff going on in the Far East.
Yeah, I can't watch it.
What's going on over in California? I'm like, I don't need to see people's murders and deaths and rapes and stuff.
And it's honestly, I notice it a lot on social media. I look at Facebook and it's just funny that things go viral now. It's like, well, someone did something nice for somebody. Oh my God, did you see that? It's like, are we really this low now that it's just like you do something nice and it's just going to blow up because nice things never happen anymore?
Yeah, the news is always full of bad shit, so it's rare to hear good shit. But we'll get back to some good stuff real quick.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's turn this shit.
We went from wholesome family matters to, you know, prepping acts behind the scenes.
Eric Amon, thank you for joining us. I didn't say it already. And hey, I didn't know if you guys have got your Mumra yet.
We have got no notification. Now, why is that you guys are getting them in stores and we haven't even gotten ours? We pre-ordered them.
And they're 25% off at GameStop. So they're like just
You know what? I might actually go to GameStop today and see if I can find them because my Amazon order, dude, like it's shipping three of them together, and it's like, we'll email you when it's ready. And then the other one, the Panthro, is it's saying between November 26th and January or something. I'm about to.
Yeah, I had a buddy of mine say at work that he pre-ordered from Toy Wiz. His got delayed till January, he said. Yeah.
Well, real quick, how much were they through your ordering or whatever?
Like $11.99 a piece. Yeah, I think it's like total like $55 for all four figures of shipping.
Yeah, because I think, the same thing with here was like they end up just being under $11. But for whatever reason, Slythe with the 25% off was only $8.99 at GameStop. I'm like, why is Slythe cheaper? I didn't understand that. I was like, it's basically
I'm gonna go check for those today because it kind of pissed me off and I'm ready to just cancel my order, honestly.
It's annoying. It is annoying. But just one thing, this is gonna be the stupidest thing, but if you ever want to do it with the shadow, or you can have your nephews or nieces do it. But okay, look at Mumra's headdress with the snakes. What's weird is I was sitting there looking at this figure and a memory came back to me that I haven't thought about since I was a kid watching Thundercats. I used to go out in the sun.
Steal all the kids' Thundercats figures.
I used to go in the sun. I'd get a shadow, but I would take my hands and do this cross wave, my arms like this, and I look like Mumra in the shadow. I was dying, and I'm laughing doing it now because I used to do that. I'd just go and have that sun get the back of me, and I would do the Mumra thing with my arms crossed like that. Oh, God, I need fucking help. But, yeah. So,
Joe,
would you accept the help if we bought you help, Joe? Or you tell us, you know, I'm sorry, guys. I just can't unless we send the help to your door. I think it's the only way Joe's going to accept this help.
Oh, my God. Joe, you continue to amaze me each week with your hot sauce for his allergies. And
oh, God.
Hanging up naked in the bushes, stealing Happy Meals from kids.
Oh, God. Booby and Punkin, that had me dying, though, when Tyler was like, what? Huh? Yeah. And you're both
and they're both women? Booby and Punkin?
Yeah, well, Punkin, not with the MP, just the N-K-I-N.
I know, I said punk, like you've been punked. Punkin.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yep, Punkin. Yep, Punkin and Booby. So, all right. Well, hey, let's go back to...
All right, did you guys watch Step by Step at all?
Yeah.
Can I ask one thing?
Yes.
What's the episode now? This is what's weird. It's like my memory is screwing with me. Wasn't there the one episode of Family Matters, he parachuted at the end of Family Matters into the beginning of Step by Step?
I thought he was like wearing like a rocket pack and it like he
rocket pack
flew across and
thank you.
Ends up crashing into like their picnic table.
Yes, thank you. That was it. Okay, good. I knew there was some kind of crazy memory. So I knew. All right, good. So that was his way of going from there to there, a little crossover. Good. Oh, but yeah, go ahead. You guys can talk about it, then I will.
Love you
it.
Brought it up.
Well, I'm sorry. Well, just like... And to think about it now, a sitcom with Patrick Duffy and Suzanne Summers as your leads. Now, Suzanne Summers, Three's Company, she was...
Whew. All the girls in Three's
she's
Company.
She's still hot. She's still smoking
yeah,
hot.
Yeah, she's still hot, yeah.
I see, I didn't really... I didn't dig her that much.
Ah, fuck off. No,
I think it was, like, because she just... She had the, like, the... It was long hair, but it was just like crimped and really frizzy.
Oh, I love that look. I love crimped hair. Oh, God, man. That's pitching a tent right now thinking about that crimped hair, man.
It's sitting
it smelled good, too.
Hard dingers all around, boys.
Oh, yeah. For, I mean, God, but like now, Stacey Keenan, the one who played Dana, now she was on Remember My Two Dads at first.
Oh, man, so she was such a snot, though, on the show. God, well, the thing is,
I had a hot thing for her for My Two Dads, but when she came onto this, she was kind of snobbish and mean. But
yeah, she was kind of, yeah, but then when she dyed her hair blonde,
she dyed her hair.
It changed everything.
And then when she got, you know, remember the one buddy, Rich, when she became, when they became boyfriend and girlfriend, then it seemed like she started being nicer. Honestly, though, Karen Foster, you know, the one that played the older sister, she never did it for me. She, in fact, looked like she kept getting skinnier and skinnier. I hope the poor thing didn't have an issue of, like, you know, like with weight or eating. I didn't know if she had a disorder, but she appeared to be getting real skinny. But I never liked, like I said, I didn't care for Karen. But then who would have thought little Al was going to grow up?
Oh, and I had a thing for her when the show came on. I'm like, for a tomboy, this girl's really hot.
And she got smoking hot as those seasons, I mean, as, you know, the show progressed. And even till this day, I was like, God damn. So all of them, Jesus, but you go ahead and talk a little bit more about it, but good show.
Whew. Well, I'm going to agree that she was the hottest. I'm just sitting here looking at the page of Step by Step because I want to have character names. I didn't like JT that much at all. Like, he was always just a fucking douchebag because I always looked at these, shows of, especially when kids are in them, like, are these people that I would want to hang out with? And yeah, he was not one of them.
Cody was the guy I wanted to hang out with. You know, just,
yeah, brought him on later. Cousin Cody is always, yeah, the cool guy.
Yeah, I kind of felt like he was the reason. When I got a little bit older as a kid, I kind of realized what Cody was for the show. Like, he was like that extra punch. Apparently, they felt like the show needed something extra, and
it
so
worked.
They bring in
it
him.
Worked. Yeah, it did. It worked. That little Brendan, always the young kids, like, he was always forgettable. Nobody gave a shit about the youngest boy. Yeah. Like, he was forgettable, but and then even at parts it seemed like then Karen, the oldest daughter, was forgettable. It was just, it was all about Al and JT and Dana, and then of course,
and sometimes Mark, the
nerd,
the nerdy, yeah.
Yeah, he had his parts, but he, you're right, kind of got to the wayside. But yeah, here came Cody, and yeah, it changed, you know, because it was more at one point. It seemed like JT and Dana were always arguing and always having issues, and they still did later on.
But you could tell, like, they siblings wanted to sleep with each other. You know, it's just like JT had like had a thing for her, and I think Cody even. I always thought there was like this underlying like sexual tension between like some of them, just because
Other's rooms at night.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Brady Bunch. You know, they're brother sister by marriage, not by blood. So even though people would still say it's your sister-in-law, I'm like, but we're not actual sisters though. You know, so. You know, so if Cody and you know, one of the sisters like snuck off to his van, I'm like, way to go, dude. You know, I hold it against him. Plus, you know, he was the younger of the Sloan brothers and kickboxer too, so he knew his stuff when he taught Mark how to do karate.
See, that was always weird for me when we rented those sequels and he was in them. I was like, that's Cody, man. It was so weird just to see him playing a character that wasn't just, hey guys.
I was so excited when I heard there was a sequel. I was like, oh, yeah, they're going to have some more Van Damme. And I was like, what the fuck's Cody doing in here? So, I'll
let down. And he did all of the sequels, right? Like,
except five.
Did he?
He did
except
do Redemption.
Five. Okay.
I couldn't watch it after.
He did 2, 3, and 4.
I was done. Right when I seen part 2 and I seen that it wasn't Van Damme, it was him, I just quit. I was like, I'm not watching no more of these. So I've never seen any of the other kickboxers.
I never saw 3. I saw part of 4 somewhere. I'm like, oh, man, this is terrible. But... and 2 is unwatchable now, but as a kid, I was like, I was broken hearted because you find out they kill off the Kurt Sloan character, Van Damme, in the movie, and then Tom Poe kills him. But, you know, Michelle Casey was back as Tom Poe. So I'm like, wow, Tom Poe's actually back. And, you know, trying to buy the fact that there was a younger brother when there's no mention of it. But I bought into it because Zim was back too. And the movie's all in slow motion. It's a bad, bad movie now. But back then, I was like, I bought it because it was Cody and ties to the first film, so I tried to accept it as best I could, but it's unwatchable now, man.
Yeah.
And speaking of the whole thing of people doing shit outside of their work, I do actually remember this when he got written out of the show because he had those domestic violence charges. Because I remember he did. He like beat the shit out of his girlfriend.
That.
No, yeah.
Never knew that.
Yeah, because my mom always watched Entertainment Tonight, and she still does, and that was one of the things that, like, showed his mugshot, and it's like, blah, 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 and then it comes to find out, like, he got written out of the show, which is why, what's his name?
Bronson Pinchot?
Yeah, he basically came in and replaced him as the
Whatever was it? Or
annoying.
I must have stopped watching around this time because I don't remember any.
Yeah, super annoying. Like, he comes in to help with the salon, right? Like, yeah, he works in the salon.
Is he playing
well,
like the character like he is in Beverly Hills Cop?
Not really. I know what you're talking about when he did it, but no. But yeah, he came in as Jean-Luc later. Yeah, Serge, how may I help you? He's like, oh, I just sold one of these myself. What is $130,000? Get the fuck out of here. Oh, I'm serious. I sold it myself. But yeah, it was Jean-Luc. He came in later. But yeah, no, for me, it was always just having Dana and JT with their shit back and forth. And Rich, I always felt like, damn, I wish I was Rich. Well, because I'd love to be with Dana. But then later, Al, it's like, if you guys haven't seen what Christine Lakin looks like now, Jesus Christ, you need to, God damn. Just look
at her. I mean, she was stunning back then. I mean, like in the Urkel crossover when she, I guess she's like, didn't have a date for the dance. So Urkel plays her date. I'm like, man, she's so hot. And they're doing like the whole, like, Urkel's teaching all the kids how to dance, like, you know, as if, like, you know, kids don't know how to dance, but Urkel's going to show everybody how, this is how you dance, guys. And, you know, just looking back at it, like, I thought it was the coolest thing ever, seeing this crossover of these two shows that I like, but
it was cool. I always miss the theme songs, too.
Rewatch it, though.
Like, what the fuck happened? That's what I mean, TGIF, I miss those kind of good family, funny comedies. Like,
but I mean, I still had the Family Matters song, like, verbatim in my head, but
yeah.
Step by Step was one I never liked. I never liked the theme song for that at all.
Step by Step.
God.
Day by day.
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah. Family Matters had a good one. Perfect Strangers had a great one.
Perfect Strangers was catchy, but they're not in the sense where you like want to jam out to your car in.
But what happened to those? That's my question. What happened to just good ass fucking theme songs for shows nowadays? Like, they're extinct. It's like a quick little tune at the beginning, boom, gone. It's like, oh, that's great.
There's not even that many good sitcoms now. And,
right?
And you could just sort of see the decline. With Raymond Blows the Milkman and all that other stuff,
yeah, where it's just a piano beat on, you know, and that's
everybody loves Raymond.
Well, that's a George Carlin reference when Raymond Blows the Milkman. It was his way of slamming the show.
Okay, yeah, Big Bang is probably
I
don't fucking know. Yeah, Big Bang is probably the last sitcom that I've enjoyed.
I'm sick of that show.
You know what? I want to talk about this for a second because that show started off really, really good. And then it's like once all of them started getting the girls and being in relationships and getting married, it's like, what do you do
from there? So that's why they're ending it this season. It's like, you're right. You can't keep going. The whole pursuit of dates for girls, for what's going to happen. You're right. That's gone. And now they got to do more.
It seems like the nerd culture of the show's kind of been pushed aside, too. It's like, we got to see what kind of hijinks Amy Farrah Fowler has this week.
Well, I think that's why they're going to end it. You know, I mean, they might as well just, like you said, there's no sense in them keep going. I mean, I've still enjoyed it. You're right. It was great, you know, in the earlier seasons. And yes, slightly went off because they had to, what the fuck can they do now? But yeah, they're ending it now, but that's what I mean. It's like, what the hell else can they do for any kind of sitcoms? It's just everything now seems fake and forced. I've tried to watch.
Well, and that's kind of when I would watch like a lot of the comic book references. I mean, sometimes you're like, okay, probably nobody else is going to get that reference, but for the most part, I kind of feel like I don't think that's proper portrayal of comic book geeks and nerds in that sense. Like, some of it kind of feels like what other people assume comic book fans and nerds of movies and science fiction and stuff. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I guess just because I'm like that myself, so I nitpick some of that stuff a little, probably more than what the general public would. But I just kind of felt like, you know, I'd rewatch those first like three or four seasons so many times because I really enjoyed a lot of the comic book talk and their discussions. But then it just kind of feels like it's not funny anymore. Like they. Yeah, I mean, and it wasn't too long after Nathan stopped liking it, and I continued to keep watching, and I'm like, I'm just not enjoying these new episodes that much anymore. It's just not funny. It doesn't have that rewatch factor.
I said, I'm at least glad.
It's just not funny.
Yeah, it's ending now, but at least, hell, I mean, it was a good run. I mean, it's a long run that it's had. And also, hello, Wiley Walt in the chat room. Thank you for joining us.
Plus, it almost kind of feels like it takes away, along with, like, the current comic book movies, too, that like if you were a comic book fan or you loved the science fiction stuff or fantasy, it was yours. Now it's being spread to the masses in this way that kind of feels like it's taken away the specialty of being a comic book fan because, you know, stuff like Big Bang Theory. Like, I don't feel like it did any favors You know, I do remember this though. When a girl that Nathan dated a while back, her sister was a was what they did on Big Bang Theory, like a theoretical physicist or something like that.
No, someone she wasn't a physicist. I
well, I don't know what it was.
I don't remember what the fuck she was.
She told me what her job was. Oh, other than Big a Bang bitch. Theory. Yeah, well, she was that too.
No, she oh man, she was just so grating and annoying and like smart-assed and smarmy. Like you'd say something, she always had some sort of like me me me, and I'm just like shut up. Like just ugh. Always had a comment about something, anything. All right.
Don't you just hate personalities like that where you just can't have a conversation about something? Like someone has to force their way into your conversation and give their two cents. Like, wasn't that?
I didn't ask for this.
Yeah, it's like you need to hear what I have to say here. Like you didn't ask for it, but damn it, you're going to hear it. You know, I can't stand personalities like that. Or you just can't share something. Like the three of us are sitting there talking, and you know, and Mojo Jojo walks over to us. Yeah, well, you know why? I think Michael Myers is stupid.
Well, see you later.
Yeah. You know, just stuff like that. I can't stand it. But anyway, she got real ugly with me when I said, like, Big Bang Theory, right? And I remember she just looked at me like, you know, I just said, did you queef? I might as well have just said that. I probably would have gotten a better reaction than that. You know.
So then you started referring to her as Amy Farrah Fowler, right? After that? Or did you just call her? I can't remember.
I didn't see her that much, but I remember she was very unhappy with me saying that. I do remember that. And I was wearing an X-Men t-shirt, too, at the time.
Can we all just get up and do the Urkel dance?
No.
Can we just, I mean, all you have to do is the Urkel dance. All you have to do is
Shut your pants,
bend your knees, and stick out your pelvis. Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't even remember how to do that dance, honestly.
I mean, Joe probably goes to, like, the local diner on Friday nights trying to pick up chicks, you know, just doing
the Urkel dance. Well, just like how he said, remember, he said, now if you want to do the Urkel dance, all you have to do is hit you up your pants, bend your... No, I won't keep going. Okay, I'm telling you, baby, it's better than Elvis. But, so now let's talk about a show that I didn't watch. I'm curious if you guys did, but I never had a desire to.
Dinosaurs,
I remember. Knock the Mama. And yeah, it was okay. It was all right. But no, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, I didn't watch.
No, I had nothing to say about it because I never watched.
I think I watched probably some of that first season, and I was like, I mean, it's fine. Like, My main thing of even checking out to begin with is Melissa Joan Hart, because I really liked her, and Clarissa. And I was just like, all right, yeah. So I watched and I was like...
Can I have a question? What's Clarissa?
I knew he was going to say that.
I don't know.
You never watched Clarissa? Yeah. It was a Nickelodeon show.
Live action Nickelodeon show, yeah. And in like the early Clarissa? 90s, and they were doing like a lot of original programming. Like they were doing like... stuff in syndication, like bringing over, you can't do that on television. Double Dare was one of their original shows,
called Clarissa. That's it, just Clarissa. No,
Clarissa explains it all, and it's what she's a junior high girl who talks to the audience, but no, you know, but everyone else isn't aware of it. She goes through dealing with her snobby Republican brother, her goofball white bread parents, and deals with bullies or her buddy Sam and stuff like that. Kind of going through like. Problems and scenarios that, you know, kids at that time would could find somewhat relatable, like fighting over who's watching the TV, playing games on her computer, because she would like come up with her own computer games and play them on her computer and stuff. So it was just a fun little kid show, along with all the animation that was coming out at that time too. But that's what I knew her from too. But I had no interest in watching Sabrina.
Yeah,
like I knew of the comic book and the character, but I was like, I have no interest in watching that or Clueless. Which I tried watching. I'm like, this show sucks, man.
Yeah, like the movie. The movie's all right.
I enjoyed the movie when it came out. But
yeah,
like
but
the show, like
the show does suck a lot.
Yeah,
let's go to a show we did watch and we did like. We can go to Boy Meets World.
Yes.
Damn it, that was.
You know, this is one that I think Tyler's just sort of middle of the road on.
I loved it as a kid, but like all the shows we're talking about, I've had no desire whatsoever to go back and revisit any of them. I just have not cared. They're all available on DVD. I don't know if Step by Step is, but you know, I've seen Family Matters to buy on DVD. I've seen Full House. I've seen Boy Meets World, and I love Boy Meets World. Like when that show came out, I watched all these shows faithfully every Friday. I didn't miss any of them. And when Boy Meets World, like I loved it, and even when he got to junior high, I enjoyed it. But then I kind of lost interest as they got a bit older, and it's kind of one of those things. Like I just didn't find it as enjoyable, or I just lost interest. I can't remember what the real reason was, but I loved it. I thought Topanga was hot.
Yeah. Joe's going to get into this. We actually had a conversation. Joe and I did back and forth, sending gifts of Topanga to each other.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I mean, Jesus, talk about how somebody got so hot and hot, like, lulled them.
Well, the thing for me is, like, in the later season, she's not as hot. I think, for me, peak hotness Topanga was, like, season 3, season 4. Because I'm actually, Boy Meets World is a show that I watch over and over a lot. I actually have season 4 DVD there in the bedroom.
Okay. The bedroom? That sounds a little disturbing, Nathan. Why did you stress it
he's
like that?
He's got to watch the Topanga before he's like, all right, girl, I'm ready now.
I mean, what a way to describe it. I got it in my bedroom.
Like, I got a TV in the bedroom. I put the DVD in, put it on repeat, so I just say the menu music, and I fall asleep to it at night.
All you had to say was, I just watched Boy Meets World, you stressed bedroom.
I fall asleep to it at night.
Instead of watching porn, you watch The Adventures of Corey and Mr. Feeney, you know, Mr. Feeney.
Son of a bitch. Well, it's a show that, no, I liked it. It definitely changed in dynamics. Obviously, you know, first, you know, season early on, it was more like just the family and the antics of the friendship of Corey and Sean, though, through the whole series. It was great, even to when they got pissed at each other. It was kind of weird seeing when they were fighting and shit. It's like, wow. But you could relate, because you probably had that when you had a best friend. You always had great times, but maybe there was that one time you got pissed and you might have had a physical altercation or got pissed. I thought you two even said you had an issue.
We have, yeah. Yeah, we had our own Sean Corey.
Tyler and I have never thrown punches at each other, but we've definitely...
I wanted to. I definitely wanted to pick Nathan up and slam him against the locker, but I don't have it in me to do.
Well, yeah, because then he gets suspended. He get behind on his homework.
Yeah, and like it wasn't worth it. I should just let him go, because now I'm like, I can't get all this homework, and then there's a test tomorrow. I'm like, oh my God.
You could just see him right there, like, he's got me, and I'm just like this, and he pulls his fist back, but then he starts overanalyzing everything, and he starts staring around like, oh God, wait, no, this and this, and then he just lets me go, and he's like...
Was it at school when he did it?
Yeah, it was... Well, the incident, yeah, it's...
You gotta tell us now.
The problems that we had did take place at school, yes. Yeah, so we definitely...
Well, let's hear the altercation. I mean, hell, we're talking about best friends. We're talking about, like, Corey and Sean. Tell us your Corey and Sean moment you had where you had him and you almost punched him, but you thought maybe I shouldn't or something.
I mean, well, you know, I didn't, like I said, I never grabbed him or anything.
Yeah,
like
he never grabbed me. You just see, like, that stern look on
him. But I did approach him, you know, face-to-face. We didn't do it over social media, guys. We actually confronted, if we had problems, we were, you know, you had to do it face-to-face, people. But it started with I was moving down on a girl that he liked, which, looking back, I'm like, why did I find her attractive at all? That was what kind of started it. And then I remember there was tension there, and then I think it kind of went over, and then I started dating a girl, and I think because I wasn't sitting at the table as much in the mornings, he took my economics book and just hid it somewhere. I had the
combination to his locker, because the way they did the locker banks, it's an alphabetical order. So his was, when I say locker banks, like, you know, most people in normal high schools have them where they're just like lined
on
up
the walls.
Wall.
Yeah.
But we had just like rows of lockers just in a space. So with the way that my last name was, I would be like there in the middle, and there was always just people in and out. I was like, whatever. I didn't use a locker that much anyway. So he's like, hey, I'm on the outside here. Here's my combination. And I took his economics book. And I think we hid it in Megan's locker or something like that. Or I had it in my book bag, but he got really, really pissed at me.
I guess just because, you know, it was one of those things where I was worried, because, you know, they made you pay for those books if you lost them. And, you know, Nathan was the only one that had access to my locker, and I needed that book one day, and it wasn't there. And it threw me for a loop, he denied it when I asked him about it, of course. And then it just got to where he kept holding on to the book, and then I was worried that, you know, because I told my dad, like, I don't have the book, and we're probably going to have to pay for it. And it's like, I'm fairly certain Nathan took it. And then I think I finally just had enough of it. And I just approached in the locker banks. I was furious. I mean, it was red hot, you know. And he's like, I don't have your book, man. And he did. He had it. And then I think the only way I got it is that he kept denying it. So I finally had to you know, because I'm not a physical person. I don't.
See, I completely blocked this part of this story. Yeah, out.
Where I we had to get the assistant principal involved.
I remember this now, because then I'm sitting in class and someone comes in. I'm pretty sure anyway. Maybe I'm wrong on this, because this was just I totally blanked on this. I want to say someone came in the classroom. It's like, hey, you need to go to the principal. And I'm like, what the fuck for? And I go in there and Tyler's sitting in there. I'm like, yes, motherfucker.
Well, it's either, like I said, you know, I even when my brother and I would wrestle, I never punched my brother, not once. He would want to punch me, but I just have never had the desire to really strike people, because if anything in a fight, I'm more likely to pick someone up and throw them as opposed to like punch him or something like that. And it was one of those things where like Nathan kept denying it. I know he took it. And it's like the only way I could get him to just admit it is like, all right, well, I have to go down this route to get my book back. Otherwise, we got to pay for it. And I hated doing, you know, it was just one of those things, like, I had no other choice. And, you know.
See what you fucking did, Nathan? You are one.
All this was because, and I'm fairly certain, is like, I wasn't sitting at the table with him and the rest of the guys in the morning, because I had my first actual girlfriend at that time.
Doesn't this sound like an episode of, like, a sitcom?
It kind of does. Yeah, where it's like, you know, get this now, like, it wasn't just me and Nathan at the table. Like, there was a lot of guys that were all surrounding Nathan in this group. So I was like the newest member of the group. So you kind of think that there was no shortage of people to talk to at the table. But when I would go sit with my girlfriend in the mornings, you know, Nathan's like, I'm going to get him. I'm going to take his book and never give it back. You know, just...
The things we do with books, he's stealing yours. I'm flushing shit down the toilet. Well, and then it happened
again. You know, one of the jerk-offs we talked about on the podcast before, Jason Queen, actually took my English book, and I thought Nathan took that one too. And for some reason, that jerk-off just decided, I don't know why, he's one of the really idiotic preppy kids, if you don't remember the episode, that we despised in high school, just decided to take my book and hide it someplace and just never said anything about it. And as it turns out, I found out that he's the one that took the book. So naturally, I thought Nathan took it as well. When really,
poor Nathan just got it back.
Yeah.
For the one crime he committed, he's getting accused of it again. See that shit? Mine was flushing in toilets to get women.
Well, I think at that time too, I can't remember. And that was the first semester. We had two semesters in high school. And the first semester, that's when I went after the girl that he liked. He took my first book, and then my other book got swiped. So I naturally thought that Nathan had taken that one too.
A real life boy meets world episode. See, that's what I mean. That's why I thought it'd be cool to connect it.
And I don't remember how we patched things up and started like becoming buddies again. Like
it was probably just like, hey, are we cool? Yeah, we're cool. All right. And then things just went back to normal. I don't think
it was like any of those things where you had like really kind of soft dramatic music playing in the background.
No, you know what? It probably was too. It was probably like that soft dramatic music. And I was just like, hey, man, I'm sorry that I was a dick. And then you're probably like, oh, it's cool, bud. And then you pat me on the back.
I'm sorry I moved in on your girl. I don't know what I was thinking. She's not my type anyway.
Yeah.
You know? And she wasn't, but I guess just, I just like.
I was pissed.
He was. And rightfully so, because, you know, because I've always been a fan of the girly girl. She was not the girly girl. She was kind of like an alternative, you know, girl. I mean, I don't know why. I still regret it to this day.
She's actually a DJ in New York. When I say DJ, I don't mean like a radio DJ. I mean like an actual, she goes to events and plays music, but it's mostly like 80s synthwave, and she's sort of into like that 80s goth scene. So shout out to Andy.
Yeah,
but the girl that came between our friendship.
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't even think she was she even aware of it? Like she was the kind of girl that like homecoming, like at the homecoming football game, she shows up in like this kind of like wool coat and then wearing a tiara on her head, making fun of like, you know, like who's getting voted like homecoming queen and all that stuff. Like she was so anti-establishment, you know, she's a nonconformist even before there were nonconformists, you know, that kind of thing.
That's why I thought she was hot.
Yeah. That's why Nathan was crazy about her.
Yep. But I told her that too. And it's all because her cousin liked me. Cause that was the thing. Like her and her cousin were really close and they hung out all the time. So when I had a crush on her, turns out her cousin had a crush on me, but I didn't really, you know, I wasn't attracted to her cousin. I asked her, I was like, had Molly not liked me, would you give me a chance? And she said yes. And I was like, God damn it.
I remember because I was so – I felt bad for him because I knew of that situation. Like, after we'd already patched things up, like, Nathan still wanted – and he should have. And I hated hearing that he had that kind of roadblock keeping him from pursuing somebody he'd been crazy about for so long, you know. But then there was a girl I thought was really hot, and she was crazy about Nathan, and he wouldn't give it the time of day. I'm like, what?
Wait, are you talking about Jennifer?
Jennifer McCain, yeah.
Yeah, man, that is a huge regret from high
school. I love reminding him about that because I was so...
I think about it, I was like, dude, and it was beautiful, too, because Tyler actually asked one of the girls at the table, was just like, hey, you know, whatever, and they basically told Tyler, was like, she likes Nathan. And he was just like, fuck.
Yeah.
Bastard.
Yeah, because Nathan had the gift of gab. Like, he made everybody laugh, especially the girls. So I think that's one of those things that you know, made Nathan a hot commodity with women, because he dated some pretty girls back in school, you know. So it's – and because they all thought he was funny as hell. And I think that's what really turned a lot of them on. And she loved saying his first name.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, we haven't even discussed this on the show before. I almost wanted to bring it up.
All this is new, yeah.
I wanted to bring this up when we did Naked Gun, because you guys say George Kennedy, the actor.
Yeah.
My first name is actually George. I go by my middle name because my dad's first name is George as well. So different middle names, but to distinguish that, more like we'll just call him by his middle name. And it's kind of funny. Because anytime you bring that up, they're like, are you a junior? I'm like, no, our middle names are different, you dumb fuck.
that's a quote.
But anyway, yeah, Jennifer, she would always, George. And she was like, I want to fuck him. And I was just like, what?
And I'm sitting there just like pulling my hair out like, no!
Oh, shit.
What a side rant. Holy shit.
Yeah. Well, that was all because of me. I had to make it happen. Sorry about that. But let's go back to Boy Meets World, damn it. So, yeah, it did. It started off more family-like. And when they first had, you know, Topanga, remember that little one?
She was a weirdo.
Yeah, she was the one who was all about the hippie stuff, and her hair was weird, talked about her hippie parents or some shit, but yeah, she definitely was different. And then there was always that little nerd Minkus, who was the real genius on the show, which they wrote him off, but I think they brought him back towards like maybe one of the last
episodes. No, when they had graduation, he showed up, and they were just like, where you been? And he's like, I've been right over there, and it sort of like cuts to like in behind the camera.
I like the inside joke shit. It's the same thing. Like, well, think about Morgan, the little daughter. I mean, his little sister. Didn't she kind of get written off the show, too?
Yeah, she disappeared for a while, and then they cast someone else, and then she came down the stairs one day, and they made a joke about it. It's like, man, you were grounded for a really long time.
That was it. But no, I always like the element of Mr. Feeney, you know, to think that, you know, you'd have a principal or whatever that would be living next door and could still give you advice. And he was always the cool principal character that he wasn't like an obnoxious ass or nothing, but I just, like I said, the show, it was good family stuff, but then it went more into hijinks and more about, you know, of course, the dating, the relationships, and almost like Tyler said, when it started getting towards the last season, it definitely lost its feel. I wasn't really into it anymore, and of course then the show was off the air after that, but it's like we said, almost with Big Bang, what else can you do with some of these characters, especially when they're growing up? Like, you get more of a kick out of the younger thing and what they're doing in regular grade school, junior high, high school. And once it goes past that, it's like, okay, now they're getting older. It's time to end the show.
Well, I think it's, to me, Boy Meets World is one of those shows that even despite that, I enjoy it a lot. And honestly, I kind of prefer the later seasons over the earlier ones. Like, I like it all as a whole, but I kind of liked when it started to get goofier. I thought Eric was really, really funny.
Yeah, they played up his dumb antic stuff as well. Yeah, Eric, yep.
Yeah,
he's such a great voice actor too.
Yeah, and Jack, like I watched the episode with his introduction the other day because Eric didn't fill out the paperwork for his dorm room, so he doesn't have anywhere to live. And Alan's like, "Well, he's back," and you know, Amy's like, "We got to kick him out," and they kick him out. And Corey's like, "I'm finding you a place," and this is one thing that I still quote, because Topanga is laying on his bed and he's like, "I think Eric's going to come in here," and she's like, Just make out with me. And as soon as he goes in to kiss, he pops in the door. He's like, hello. And then he starts grabbing the weights. And I still quote it to this day. He's sitting there and he's just like, Big Daddy rocks. Big Daddy rocks. And then like Topanga's looking at him. And Corey's like, Topanga? She's like licking her lip. What? And she leaves. He's like, and then Eric's like, why did Topanga leave? And he's like, because Big Daddy rocks. So I just like saying Big Daddy Rocks all the time. But Corey goes and is like, all right, I know what he wants. He wants like a beach view. He wants an avocado fridge. And then Jack shows up and he's like, I'm looking for a roommate. And then Corey's like, this is perfect. And then Sean comes down and he's like, what are you doing here? And he's like, you are not going to ruin this. He's like, that's my brother. He's like, he is not your. It's cool how they wrote all those characters in, like with Rachel. Rachel was.
Calm down.
Oh, man. That's like Topanga. And then later seasons, if I had like a chart right here, it's like Topanga. Season 3, season 4 started here, but then here comes Rachel, and it's just sort of like the cross, and Rachel just sort of took over for me. And Joe, I feel like Angela was probably a favorite for you.
Jesus, I mean, it was about time. At least, you know, Sean got himself a regular good, you know, girlfriend too. So no, Angela and Topanga were my favorites. Topanga is still the just God, especially like you said, maybe not towards the exact end of the show, but there was that certain part, there was this peak, there was something that she hit, just combination of her face, her body, or just juicy lips and everything, just like, boy, she just had a something going on. But yeah, same thing with Angela too. So yeah, I get quite excited watching Boy Meets World. Then talk about you and the Dingers. Yeah, that show brought it on. But and that's what I figured. I thought that would have been a real good connection with, like, you know, you two, because it's like you said, just growing up, being like, you know, eventually best friends, having your little shit incidents and stuff, but going through the trials and tribulations, almost like what this show was.
I think that's what that's why Boy Meets World sticks out to me the most in this block of programming and the episode that we're talking about today, because when they are in junior high going into high school, that was sort of timing well with when I'm in like 7th, 8th grade. So the shit that they're going through in there, I can kind of relate it to my life here in middle school. It's like, yeah, you know, Erica's being a bitch about this. Here's this other girl that's showing interest. Like, well, what do I do? And then, you know, there's the episode when they go to that ski lodge and Corey gets hurt, and the chick that's working there, played by, I want to say, Linda Cardellini, I think is her name, if I did that right. But yeah, she was like coming on to him, and they're talking and they really like each other, and then he's kind of conflicted about it, and that really resonated with me a lot. And I could have done an entire episode on Boy Meets World, because I've just this is one TV show that I actually remember a lot, because you guys were talking about Perfect Strangers, and I remember watching it, but there's nothing that really sticks out to me.
See, and again, that's when it comes to like the ages and stuff, because like Perfect Strangers was more the time when I was kind of growing up, and then leading into Family Matters as well. So I think that's why I even have more of a connection to Family Matters. And same thing, like, you know, going through school and shit and seeing things that would happen, I kind of had like little connections. But Boy Meets World came just as like maybe I was just getting out of school. I couldn't remember, but I still, you could relate, and I still enjoyed that. But yeah, just some of the shows I just, like I said, I had zero connection. I just couldn't connect with Full House. It just didn't do it for me. That Sabrina the Teenage Witch, I never watched, so I wouldn't have a clue. But yeah, just Full House, I don't know. I just don't know what the hell annoyed me about it. I think maybe because my sister liked it so much, and I'd watch a couple episodes, like, damn, this show annoys me. It's like, she used to, when I'd want to watch He-Man and stuff, she wanted to watch Little House on the Prairie. It's like,
just you even uttering that show's name makes me want to fall asleep right now.
Anytime it was on, she's screaming, Mom, Dad, I'm going to watch that. No, but Joe's going to watch He-Man. And like, he always gets what he wants. And I got to remember those damn things. So yeah, she would then watch it. But thank God, you know, He-Man used to be rerunning so much I could watch. But oh, I hated the theme song. I hated everything about it. Oh, God. I don't know. Maybe that's what it led into Falls. Like, just it reminded me of a modern-day version of the shit. I don't know. I just wasn't my thing.
The chat is something else today. I love you guys. It's very warped and weird, but
And if they're going to ask, I'm going to say they were asking who's the hottest golden girl in real life. I'll tell you what, I would go with Betty White. Damn it, she's eternal, and she was a cute shit when she was Rose back then. And when you think of, like, you know, when you had Blanche, she played up the whore role, but I was like, just didn't do it for me. And of course, Dorothy scared the shit out of me. But yeah, then Estelle Getty or whatever is playing, you know, Sophia. She she actually was really pretty when she didn't have that goofy ass wig on and everything. She looked a lot younger. They made her look a lot older. But no, I'd say out of the four Golden Girls, yeah, I'd take Rose any day.
Yeah, I would go with Rose as well.
I'm going with Blanche because she was a whore.
She was a whore.
Yeah.
Great.
All the woman wanted to do was just have sex. I'm like, I'm going home with Blanche tonight. Wholeheartedly.
Oh man.
This is the fun one, man. I'm glad you mentioned. Like I said, I wanted to originally do just Family Matters, but then when Nathan said, "How about we just do the TGIF lineups back in the day?" I was like, you know, that would be fun because there was so many.
I thought it was like better suited, and it gives us a chance to, because I wanted to just briefly touch on these. I don't know if you guys watched Hanging with Mr. Cooper at all. I actually watched more Sister Sister than I would like to admit to.
I watched it a lot too because I thought they were hot.
Yeah, I thought
Tamara Mori. Oh yeah, yeah, they're both hot as shit. So yeah, I watched Sister Sister and Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
The only thing I remember about Hanging with Mr. Cooper is just like Golden State Warriors was like his thing. That's basically all I remember about it. And
Holly Robinson. Oh
yeah, yeah, and then she married Rodney Peete. And now they're doing commercials for some
like
shit.
Juice drink or something.
Yeah, it's like I thought it was like some tablet that you can take, so you can eat whatever you want and lose weight at the same time.
I remember seeing her doing something like some sort of like healthy like juice drink for kids or something like that too. But I'm like, man, she's still super hot even after all these years.
Yeah, because I remember her from first 21 Jump Street.
21 Jump Street,
jumped that, and then just gone, and like you said, hang with Mr. Cooper, and then damn, she is hot as shit, so, oh, damn.
And I would always fall asleep, not so long after Mr. Cooper would come on, because I would like looking at Holly Robinson so much on the show, but that would always be the show that I would check out of, like, you know, Friday nights, like, I'm tired, and I just could not
And then 2020 was coming on. You're just like,
yes. I don't want to watch Peter Jennings.
Yeah, Peter Jennings and Barbara Walters.
But when Sister Sister moved during the week, you know, because Full House moved to Tuesday nights, Dinosaurs moved to Tuesday nights, I think. Sister Sister moved on during the week, and I would watch those. Hanging with Mr. Cooper was always like the later of the TGIF block, and always the one that if I could manage to stay awake, I would try to watch it, but it would not break my heart because I just...
Dude, it's like 9:30 on a Friday and you're falling asleep?
Yeah, because, you know, I wasn't the night owl that you are.
Jesus, you know? Man. I'm sitting there, I'm just like, all right.
I had to get up early the next day to watch X-Men, you know, so I had priority.
Not that early. X-Men came on at what, like 10 a.m.?
10:30, 11 o'clock, but I don't know. I just...
I went to bed early and woke up late.
Yeah, Tyler needs his 13 hours of sleep.
Yeah, Jesus, I just was tired. I'm like, I wasn't motivated enough. You know, like when I would stay at a buddy's house, yes, I was more motivated.
But yeah, but like after, did you not just like, I'm going to go play Super Nintendo now? Because that's what I always did. After TGIF, I'm like, I'm going to go play Nintendo.
No.
Oh, I gotta go to bed. I'm so tired.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to remember like at what point my parents didn't push the whole like, you know, because even on a Friday or Saturday night, we didn't have to go to bed as early, of course. But I was trying to remember when they stopped. I just remember when Mr. Cooper came on, I was just too tired to stay up. Like, naturally, I just had no energy to stay up. So I tend to fall asleep around when that show would come on a lot.
Man, Tyler was a lame kid, man.
I was a lightweight. But, you know, I'm still enjoying all this stuff that, you know, Nathan's still, you know, carrying on with all the current stuff, like, and I'm still stuck in the 80s, you know, in the 90s still.
What the fuck happened? Yeah. Like I said, just what happened to fucking TGIF and that good shit? They just damn.
Well, they actually have revitalized it.
Oh, I must hear this. What have they revitalized it with?
Yeah, I wasn't even aware it's still going on.
Oh, I gotta bring the page up again. Well, it kind of went through different phases. Like, the original run was from 89 to 2000. And then for a few years, they had just blocks of it's like two guys, a girl in a pizza place, and who wants to be a millionaire in America's Funniest Home Videos.
Oh, that's fucking horrible.
Yeah. And then they had their second run, which was only a couple of years. They had George Lopez, Eight Simple Rules, Hope and Faith, Life with Bonnie.
You know, real quick, the only one of those I tried to watch was Eight Simple Rules. I remember, you know, John Ritter, God rest his soul.
Yeah.
You know,
I know people like that show. I never watched it, but I just watched
it for Katie Kielko, you know, the hot one that went on to Big Bang, because I was like, damn, she's hot. And then,
yeah, she is hot.
Yeah, God almighty. But I didn't know that was part of the block. I think that's the only thing I watched out of all them shows you mentioned. But what else have they done past that? I got to hear more.
Well, the third run here is Fresh Off the Boat, Speechless, and Child Support. And they're all those shows that are like the hour long.
That all sounds so uninteresting to me. Yeah, they don't understand the good old TGIF and these.
But hey, man, comedies and 2020 is still around.
Oh, thank God! There, if you want to go to sleep quickly, you can put that shit on. I always have something that's like its own version of fucking NyQuil. Is watching that boring stuff and.
Well, look at the whole sitcom, you know, situation today. I mean, I think Big Bang Theory is probably one of the few shows.
That's what I mean, that's it.
That Modern Family, which people watch, I never can really get into.
And that's a different style too. That's not.
But it's still a sitcom. It's not the laugh track sitcom, of course. But I mean, that's kind of the norm now. Is the shows without the laugh track, you know? And
Did the laugh track ever annoy you guys at all? Because in some shows it would.
Yes, because there was a distinct sound in some of, you know, like some of them that you knew was super fake. Like, okay, you want to talk about way back for like Happy Days. There was this like one kind of laugh where I always went or something. It sounded so phony when it was put in there every time. And then Everybody Loves Raymond. There was a particular one where this guy went, and I was like, I hear it almost every third episode. I'm like, oh God, take that fucking horse.
It's like a guy's got a gag in his mouth and being raped.
He is being tortured having to sit there and watch that shitty fucking show.
I still liked Everybody.
Nah, fuck that show. That
you know, had that pain aspect because I could relate to, like, you know, I said, had relatives that do the same damn thing they'd act. So,
I know why, because they're Italian.
Yeah, that's what he just said.
That's what I just said, yeah.
I didn't hear that. I didn't hear you say Italian. I just heard you say just relate to him.
No, it was. It was, the Italian family thing. So,
but
yeah.
I didn't see anything Italian about that show at all.
Well, the thing is, you don't know, like, it's the culture of things, the way that Marie would act towards an outsider. It's like, believe me, like my grandma, again, God rest her soul, there was ways that they would act to not like a certain particular person marrying their son or never being good enough for the son. And the way
I don't see that as an Italian thing. I kind of see that as just, you know,
the cooking. It's just, there's things that she did with things through food and things she acted that, I'm not kidding, I could put right on my aunt and my grandma, but just particular things that I've seen. And I've been around other families and I've seen some stuff, but there's particular mannerisms. So, and of course, Ray Romano probably being the one that's heading up a lot of the stuff to probably be in the show, since he's Italian, he probably said, yep, he probably related this to something that through my family I've seen. So I can get
I guess that's why, because no one else looked Italian on the show other than Ray.
No, they didn't. No, you're right. I mean, they sure the hell.
How is this Italian?
I thought the same thing, because I looked at him, I was like, he didn't look tan, he doesn't look tan. Like me, I'm only half, so I don't look like it. But yeah, when you have those dark ones, then my dad, he's dark.
I guess it's like stereotyping that all Italians have black hair, like the men slick it back, and they're wearing suspenders and a white shirt and a mustache.
But you also got to make sure that the machismo is puffing out at the
top. You
got to
have that toothpick. You got the rug underneath
there. The wife has always got a bread roll in her hand like this. The kids are, you know, hey, man, you know, just, you know, slapping each other all over the place.
My grandma
spaghetti and talking like this all the time with one hand, doing the whole, like, you know, Pac-Man thing in your hand.
Hand puppet.
Is that what we do?
Yeah, they're always just doing this. And Joe says that people actually do that in his family. That they're, you know, manja.
I'm always talking with my hands, and it's hard not to. That's why I was trying to.
Yeah, but you're doing this, you know, just you're like Tom Arnold, you know, just kind of bouncing like, you know, high.
Yeah, you know what? What is up with Tom Arnold? Because he's always just like just fidgety.
Yeah.
This is,
which, like, you know, I remember they made fun of him on Saturday Night Live with Chris Farley doing the press jump. Just kind of leaning it up, and like his pants came down and his wig came off during the bloopers.
You know what I want to ask?
Dennis Mills like, did I just see the new guy's ass? You know.
Did anybody in the chat room, I'm still asking, somebody sent these to me in the mail in an envelope, and they didn't have their name on there.
That's badass.
It said
enjoy. Yeah, it is.
And I don't know who sent these, and I honestly, I'm hoping.
Well, clearly, it sounds like you don't want them, so send them both to me.
No,
I gave you my address.
I'm not going to open the Masters of the Universe.
Why not?
Because I have all the cards, so I don't.
You got to eat the gum, dude.
But
yeah, it's over 30 years old.
The Batman.
Well, the Batman is over 20 years old.
I have none of these cards, so I am
actually be 30 years old next year.
they were doing giant Batman marathons from yesterday to today. They've just been nonstop. I've seen Batman 89 twice so far, yesterday and today. So, but I could open this one. Is there any rare cards do you know of this? Or
there weren't really rare cards and cards about movies and stuff like that. So.
Oh, they didn't do any chase things? I couldn't remember.
No, you'll probably just get like a piece of like a grander scale. Yeah, the sticker thing where I think one of them's him standing
with the Batmobile, I think.
Yeah. I want to say it's Batman standing with the Batmobile.
Yeah. Oh, so the very cars no wouldn't start till Batman Forever.
So are we going to get a live
unboxing or unpackaging of Batman 89 trading cards from Topps?
Fuck it, Joe. Let's go ahead and do this. You do this, and we'll go ahead and we'll kind of give final thoughts and wrap up or something.
I feel bad opening, but here we go.
You got to tell us what.
Stop feeling bad about stuff.
You got to tell us what it smells like, and if there is gum in there, you got to show that to us too.
Oh, yeah, there's... Hold on a second. First, let me set these cards.
The gum chalk all over the back of the card.
Well, yeah. The gum is... Batman
cards, too, I think, with the white border.
Can you see the gum? It's in chunky pieces? Or wait, here.
No, I can't... You just keep cutting... Okay, yeah, there it is. Look at that.
Should I eat?
You could probably throw it against the wall and stick like a ninja star.
Should I eat stuff or no? Will it make me sick?
I don't think it would make you sick, but it's just going to
taste... Might cut your cheek.
It's honestly, as soon as it hits your mouth, it's probably just gonna like
shatter.
But you definitely don't think it'll make me sick.
I wouldn't recommend doing it.
So I shouldn't. Oh, okay.
I'll give you a quarter I'll send you a quarter if you eat it.
Don't do all the
other stuff Joe will put in his mouth. He's not gonna put that in there.
Oh, he did it. See, you're wearing the mask, so we can't see. Like you're just, because I imagine you're just doing this with your face right now.
Ugh. Just a little bit, but hold on, I gotta finish it. Oh, I gotta do it.
Oh, it sounds gross already.
Yeah, I think this is gonna make for a fantastic episode. Hey, you guys that follow us on iTunes and Podbean, please make sure for instances like this that you do pop over to the YouTube channel and give a subscribe while you're there. Joe, right?
Are you drinking hot sauce?
Yes, to get rid of the thing.
Oh, man. He was choking it like he had the bottle up to his mouth.
What the fuck, Joe? He's like, oh. What did it taste like? Did it taste like eating chalk?
I felt like I was eating crayons or something.
Well, let's see the cards you got. What cards did you get?
Okay.
It's a.
There's the sticker.
Wing. Oh, that's the sticker. Okay, I got the Batwing.
Oh, cool.
Oh, goddamn, that's horrible taste. Okay. No deals, Grisham.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
That's a behind the scenes photo there.
All right, just a plain old Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. Very cool. Michael Keaton in his prime there.
All right. I like this one. Clown Prince of Crime. So
That's the Joker card. I think that's just like the standard character card for the Joker, I think.
All right, so I got the cool Joker card. I always like this scene. Well, of course, I like a lot of the scenes, but the good old Dance of Death scene.
Yeah, you got some good ones. Yeah.
All right, so I got the Dance of... And this one I consider, I don't know, for me it's boring. Maybe Tyler would like it, but just... Knocks on the Job.
No. Even as a kid, I wasn't a fan of Knox. He was just Robert Wool was obnoxious in the movie. I mean, I love it all, but as a kid, I'm like, he sucks.
Yeah. He still kind of does.
And this, it's kind of an okay thing, but not too exciting. Just funny meeting you here with him and Vicky Vale.
Anything with Kim Basinger and it's hot, so that's cool.
All right. Well, it's different, but the Batmobile tears away, they say.
Okay, yeah, taking off, avoiding the Joker. Yep.
Good All right. Stuff. And, I like this scene. Pretty cool scene. It's within the Batcave, so that's kind of a cool scene.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was so ballsy where he pulls the Batmobile right to the very edge of the
Batcave. That scared me. I used to think he was going to go right off. Yeah. I thought that was cool. And, fantastic chase with the Batmobile as well, and the nice kind of like smoky night scene. Yeah. So yeah, that looks pretty cool. So those are all the cards.
That's a good pack of cards you got, man. That's all awesome. Right.
Was the gum still like chewable? Like, was it chewable?
No, this absolutely dissolved, and it tasted like...
That's what I thought.
That's why I had to drink some of this Dave's Insanity.
Oh, thank God you had hot sauce.
Yeah. Beyond Retro, sponsored by Dave's Insanity Hot Sauce. Yeah. Get yours at your local... I'm going to assume you went to Dollar Tree and bought this.
Or you went to like one of those like Mexican stores, like a Mexican grocery store and got it.
No, this is Like at this Meyers, it was $7. So
okay,
was,
yeah, so, yeah, Meyer.
See, listen, you will buy $7 hot sauce, but you gotta buy like dollar headphones.
Well, for this, it's because it's the only time I
can. Yeah, but Tyler, that will last longer, and it makes his food taste better. What are headphones gonna do?
It does. This can last a while because I added on stuff, but it's not like I drink it normally like I just did, but I had to because to get rid of that damn gum.
Wouldn't you just drink water out of the bathroom sink or something?
Yeah, but that's not going to take the taste away.
This killed the taste, trust me. This destroyed that taste. That was bad. So, wow. God, I can honestly say I've eaten 20-year-old gum or almost.
No, yeah, 30-year-old gum almost.
Oh, yeah.
What's it say? Gum. I mean, it's got to say like probably 1990 on there.
Oh.
It's 1989.
Yeah, or
1989. Yeah,
1989. Yeah. Yep. You ate 29-year-old gum, Joe.
Holy shit. Well, there's a first for everything. Did it hear live on the
podcast? Yeah. First for our show as well. Jesus.
Cleared the hell out of my nose, though, after having the hot sauce again. So, I can, like, smell shit from two rooms away.
Amazing.
Yeah. Hey, well, I was going to say, do you guys have any final thoughts on TGIF? I kind of look to it as fondly as I do, like, SNCC. Because that was always just a back-to-back Friday, Saturday. It makes me think of going to the video store and the grocery store earlier in the day. So it's like, we go to the grocery store, we go to the video store, I rent some shit, and we sit and watch TGIF. And, just good, good memories. Anybody else?
One quick other final thought. The $7 for this hot sauce, it's not only getting rid of fucking colds, worn off colds, but helps with allergies and for food. So that's what justifies the $7. It's like medicinal.
It's a home remedy for you.
It is. It's a home remedy, and I make it last. So that's the only time I spend some money is something like this.
But he puts some hot sauce in a sock and puts them on, and it takes care of his cough.
Yeah. Whatever the hell it does.
Irritable bowel syndrome. He just swallows some hot sauce, and then I'm all cleaned out.
Woo. Man, I never thought I'd eat fucking 30-year-old gum. But
I didn't either.
Yes, but no, as for the TGIF, it's, yes, I look back on it because it's obviously something we don't have anymore, but it's times I wish that kids these days could experience, or just people in general. I'd love to see a return of that kind of good, fun comedy while having serious moments. Don't know if it'll ever happen again, probably won't.
No.
But yes, I mean, I always look back at Family Matters, Perfect Strangers, Step by Step, Boy Meets World. Yeah, some of the best fun fucking comedies at their time, especially TGIF, but yes. Things that can't be replicated ever again, probably.
You know, I kind of want to do a Boy Meets World podcast, even if it's just me talking by myself, being like, hey, guys, this episode.
Will this be before or after you go to bed, you know, watching it in your bedroom? Because that was the most disturbing shit I've ever. I still can't get over that.
As opposed to what you've done on the podcast today.
Yeah. Yeah. Or shit you've talked about before that you've done.
Well, yeah, I'm not one to talk.
That's the most disturbing. Yeah. He watches Boy Meets World in bed.
Yeah, I probably
watch. It's a fluctuating scale here on the podcast of what's considered, you know, insanity and normal.
Exactly. I admit, if I had a DVD or Blu-ray to watch.
Oh, maybe if it was on VHS, he'd find you a little bit more understanding.
Right. Oh, thanks for saying that. It's out now. I don't know how much it costs, but season 2 of Stranger Things is out, and it looks like they even have a VHS and some box set at Target.
Oh, I'll have to actually check that out when I go.
Yeah, it looked cool as shit. It's like they showed the DVDs, but I swear to God, they showed a VHS. I was like, is this a joke VHS cassette, or is it a real VHS cassette?
Well, they did that with season 1 when they were released as well. They kind of had that retro packaging that made it look like a VHS.
No, I mean, I've seen it opened, and you can see a cassette in there, and it looks like a VHS, but I'm like, okay, was that a mock-up inside the opening too, to where you take out the VHS cassette and then it opens to DVDs? I don't know, but I seen a picture of it in the Target ad, and they showed it open with all the DVD, Blu-rays, and a VHS cassette.
I'll check it out. I might actually pick that up today, and if I do, I'll unbox it.
Do it tonight.
You know what? Maybe that'll be a new thing, a little segment. It's like, well, we're not doing the mini comic review with Nathan, but he bought some shit this weekend, and here, he's just going to unbox it right now.
Tonight. It's $22, I think. It was $22. Okay. Bucks, so,
yeah, because I bought the first season, because even though they are on Netflix, to me, it's a nice thing to have. I like having physical copies of things. I don't, like, digital shit is fine, but I like having it in my hands. And it's useful, too, for, like, the internet goes down. I have things that I can pop in and watch.
Hell, that is cool shit. And I was gonna say JSP in the chat room just said that he had a coworker who guest starred on Family Matters. That's cool shit.
Yeah, you'll have to leave a comment down below and tell us that story. That would be cool. Let us know what episode that they were on if you have that information. And because Family Matters is on Hulu, and I'll just go and start watching that and find that episode, because that's always cool. I would have always have liked to have been an extra in the show, just sitting in the background talking to somebody else, because I think that's just neat. And you get paid a little bit. So there's actually, come to think about it, there is a guy that William Bell that I ran into at Mad Monster one year. He was just hanging around outside. And Tyler, I think you were in there getting autographs and stuff. And I'm like, I just need a break from the people. So Sam and I went outside, terrible name, and ran into William Bell. And we just started talking about horror films, and he had like a passion for it. And he's been extras in all kinds of stuff. He was in Rob Zombie's 31. He's been actually in the background on The Walking Dead, which is kind of cool. And he's been in a few movies and other TV shows just as an extra, chilling and hanging out. And he sticks out because he's like a big, tall dude, but he's got like longer hair and just like a big, burly beard, too. So he definitely pops when he's on the screen. So that's neat to me. So JSP, leave a comment down below and let us know. And no one's saying anything else. Tyler, your final thoughts on TGIF?
It's always going to be a fond memory for me, because it was always so exciting for Friday nights. It's on top of, like, it's the weekend you could sleep in, no school, no homework. Well, sometimes homework. Oh,
I can see Tyler doing, I got to go to bed. There's so much homework to do this week.
Well, I dreaded the homework, especially projects. I'd always wait until do it on Sunday, and just I would dread Sunday.
You were one of those last minute guys.
I was always a procrastinator when it came to projects and stuff. But Friday night was a blast for me to stay up and watch Family Matters, Full House, Step by Step, Mr. Cooper, Boy Meets World. Watched it all. I saw it all through the transitions, Perfect Strangers. You know, I was watching it through probably about the mid to early late 90s, and then quit watching. But it was a lot of fun for me. I mean, it was something that we all did. We all enjoyed it. Me and my brother both, my mom, my granny. I don't think my dad really cared for it that much. But it was part of the fun of being a child, that you had certain shows that you watched, you know, at a set time, and you looked forward to it. And the girls were always pretty. The guys you thought sometimes were really cool, and that you were like, oh, I'd like to be friends with him. But, you know, it was fun. I don't really care to ever really revisit stuff, you know.
I think you should go back and watch Boy Meets World.
I'm not opposed to it, but it's just not something I would seek out and buy, you know.
I'll buy it for you, make you watch it.
Well, if you buy it for me, I will sit down and revisit it.
But you'd be like, you know what, this sucks now. I can see you doing that.
Well, then I didn't. Thank God I didn't buy it. But no, I do think about it. I do reminisce about it, you know, because it was a fun time. I mean, because I love reminiscing about my childhood, you know. But
it's just that it's an era gone by now. Like,
well, and it'll never be recaptured because the days of classic sitcoms are gone. Like,
well, not only that, but in order to catch that new episode, you had to be there.
Yeah,
or you know, at least set the VCR. And if you missed it, you missed it. You would catch it later on in the springtime when they did the reruns.
Yeah.
Or something like that. But, yeah.
Yeah, in this day and age, too, where if you do miss something, you can always find, like, a reverse version on YouTube or streaming somewhere or something like that. Yeah. Or Nathan can find some illegal way of watching it or something like that.
Hey, man. don't broadcast that shit on the internet. They're gonna come knocking back.
You haven't done that in years. So don't,
you know what?
Don't worry.
Between Joe's mob connections and you spreading that, I feel like any knock on that door is just like, I'm a goner. I'm done.
How freaky would that be if it happens right now?
Tell Emily and the dogs I love them. Boom. Just like, he goes right there immediately. It's like, sir, we just want to know, do you have any extra sugar we can borrow? You know, it's. Or the guy's like, you know, we're just taking an informal survey. Who do you plan to vote for? But Nathan just, I'm sorry, boom. Doesn't hesitate. Or runs out in the middle of the street and jumps out in front of the first car. And, you know,
There's actually not a lot of traffic over here in this neighborhood. I would have to like go down the road. There's way more traffic.
You have to run down to the main.
Which is always a pain in the ass because when I need to go to work, I need to turn left, which means I need to cross. I need to cross the traffic that's heading north, but I gotta like swing through there, and it's the time that I leave is kind of when this other plant down the road lets out. So there's like a shitload of cars coming this way, and I have to wait. And then here come like two or three cars, so I can't swing over yet. And it's a pain in the ass. Sometimes I just have to turn right, go down the road, pull a U-ey, and go that way. And by then I'm like behind a shitload of cars. I'm just like, man,
I want to kill myself right now. Like Nathan's always just coming. The reason just blow his brains out all the time.
Yeah. But believe it or not, I would say I'm a regularly depressed person. I'll throw that out there on the show because people watch this and they're just like, oh, well, you know, he seems like everything's kind of cool. And it's like, well, I mean, for the most part it is, but there are times I kind of get in my own head. I think we all do that.
We all have problems.
I'm not going to bring this show down. I already did it once. I'm not doing it again.
Keep doing this or I'm just going to kill myself right now on the podcast. Like, Joey, send me that other pack of gum.
Exactly.
Yeah, Joey, you got to keep us updated on your condition. You know what I feel like? We're going to get a message from us like, guys, I got to go to the hospital, and then I'm going to have a fancy power with Tyler.
I'm going to kill myself. I can't carry this podcast with Tyler. I can't do it. Boom.
Let's not jinx me. I should be fine. Like I said, I sucked down the hot sauce, so hopefully that counteracted any of the 30-year-old chemicals in that damn gum. Still can't believe I did that. Oh, God. But, hey, one quick more thing about Perfect Stranger. I got kicked out of. There was this one episode where Balky was wearing some Spider-Man pajamas.
And he's like, I because of my He-Man pajamas.
There you go. I always like that because anytime you can hear He-Man, it's something. Yes. Like, I was like, yeah, because it was He-Man pajamas.
Absolutely, yeah. And there are some snazzy-looking Spider-Man pajamas. He's wearing like, okay. What do the He-Man pajamas look like, you know?
Yeah. Shit. Yeah, just had to bring that up real quick. And you know what's funny is I think I used to have some Spider-Man pajamas as a kid, too. I used to have one thing.
I had a lot of those pajamas. I even had some Hulk Hogan ones.
Oh, God, man.
Yeah, I had Ghostbusters, Ninja Turtles. I probably did have some He-Man ones at one point. I know I had Thundercats, Transformers. I want to say I even had, like, Voltron at one point, which was kind of weird.
Well, shit. Hold
on. Joe's got his.
He's still wearing them.
Well, these ones.
Look at my ass. Skid marks in them and everything. Like holes. It looks like a rat got a hold of them.
Sorry. No, I have ones. This is what shocked me because I have some of the old He-Man ones that had those cool designs, you know, obviously. But through a deal with somebody,
I bought their used underwear.
Yes. These ones are as mint.
You're dumpster diving for used underwear.
No, these are probably as mint as possible, and I never knew they did them. And almost nobody has seen these colored. A couple years ago, I think they showed the black and whites that Errol McCarthy did. But even I think like Emiliano, you never seen them colored until he's seen what I had.
Joe is building this up, man.
They're the cool ass ones with Skeletor on the version of Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Nice badass.
Oh, man. I didn't know you actually had it. I thought
this. And this is rare as shit. I can't remember even. I see people collecting these all the time with the other Errol McCarthy. God, am I saying that right? Errol McCarthy?
Errol McCarthy.
Yeah, Errol McCarthy. I wanted to make sure I was saying the L. I thought I sounded like a moron. But we've seen plenty of the others, but not these. And here's another one.
As opposed cool to when.
And here's another cool ass one. And
God, it's so cool.
Yeah, I love it. I love this art. The one I don't have that I wish I had is the one with Hero and Gigantosaur
and Cyclone.
Joe, you should wear that tonight for Fans Power, dude.
Damn, it's
just put it on. We'll see like your belly button.
That's right, and it's a blue version of like if you want to say Turbo Dactyl.
Yeah.
Damn, that's some cool ass stuff. So I thought I'd share that live.
No, that's badass. JSP actually got to us and said at season 4 of Family Matters, episodes titled Stormy Weather, she played Gloria. I think she announced that Urkel has a date. I will check that out. I'll track it down and I'll watch it.
Have to get her on the podcast and learn about all the behind the scenes stuff. Like, was Urkel a pervert behind the scenes? Like, does he walk around with his bat showing to everybody because of how tight his pants were? And
great ass show. Wish I had that on DVD. But okay, how you want to wrap us up, Nathan? Go ahead. You tell everybody what to do.
Well, I just want to say thanks to everyone that joined us in the chat. You guys were a little weird today, but I enjoyed it.
Well, you say that, but not elaborate on what was so
weird. Well, I mean, They got to talking about the Golden Girls and which one that you would bang.
Oh, that seems like just kind of generic.
Yeah, no, talk. But what made me laugh was Eric said, I want to say it was Eric Heyman, said that old puss still gets wet, and that just, I don't know, I was just like, all right, that's a thing.
What?
But, yeah. You guys in the chat, I love you guys, and, you know, we brought up I feel like at some point we all struggle with depression, but honestly, this is one of the things that I always look forward to week in, week out. It always makes me feel better when we're doing it. When I'm done, I feel better about the day. So thanks to all of you guys. If it's here in the live chat or checking us out on Podbean or iTunes, I appreciate that you guys take time out of your weeks to just listen to us ramble and tell our stories about taking books and taking girls and
taking names and eating gum.
Eating 20.
You guys, 29. And just to let you know, like just how we go through high school and all that stuff, you guys just did the first version of peer pressure on a podcast. You guys told me to eat that gum, man, and I didn't want to do it. You made me.
I told you not to, and you're just sitting there like staring at it.
The common thing that comes out of Joe's mouth is, "Can you eat that?"
Isn't it edible? I'm hungry.
I'd be like Booker, you know, in Revenge of the Nerds. Remember when the basketball went to that big bag of shit and landed Point Dexter's?
He's like, "You can eat this.
You can eat that." He grabbed it and he ate it. That would be me. Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, that's the only question Joe is going to ask about any situation. Can I eat that?
You can eat that. And I'm somebody
that would make a great T-shirt with a side like Modulot face, like he's like, you know, like kind of like, you know, spunky and happy go lucky with the slogan, can I eat that? Blue
get
shirt.
To work, sir.
Well, yeah, here's an honest thing though. Like, if I'm sitting
there, like a dribble of hot sauce in Modulok's mouth there, you know?
Right. Now, I know, like I said, I don't know how you guys are, but this is being honest and serious. If I'm sitting there eating some bacon and eggs and a nice piece of bacon fell on the floor, I'm going to pick that up, I'm going to blow it off and eat it because there ain't no way it touched the ground.
Well, unless you left it there for 30 or 30 right. minutes or so, like, you don't have to blow it unless you
five, get five second it. Rule, guys. Five
okay, because some
how
people,
how
I
much
know.
Dust is going to blow is going to amount on this piece of bacon.
Some people are weird about stuff, though. They won't touch nothing, but damn it, it's there for a couple. Yeah.
Shit. Joe.
What?
Halloween. Did you go? What was your score? Eric Heyman just brought that and I totally fucking forgot about it.
I was hoping you guys want to bring it up. I didn't do it long. It was only an hour. I just got enough candy just to, like, sustain for a while, so I've been eating some of that, you know.
Only an hour.
But
did you take two masks?
Yes, I did.
It work?
Yes, it did, because I took my old man mask and I did my skull mask with the holograms, and they just fit right into the pillowcase easily. And I did it quick. I did a quick run around because we got a little bit of rain. That's what kind of short the, you know. The
I run. Bet you were pissed too, weren't you?
And I was, because I wanted a little more, but I got about an hour. But as quickly as I went, I got some candy. It's like I said, it's free food, so I. Yeah. It's free.
That's where we need to make sure Joe sees the Andy Dick skit of Lyle Tillman, how you can get everything for free. Like, that's Joe.
Yeah, I've never seen it. I'd have to see it. But
God. All right. Well, thanks again to you guys that joined us live. It's always fantastic having you here week in and week out. If you are new to this channel, hit that subscribe button and ring that bell so you get notified when new videos are posted or when we go live. Check out the links below if you guys want to download the MP3 version of this. We have the Podbean link, but also there's a link down below for iTunes. So it'll take you to that page if iTunes is more your thing. Check out Joe Amato's Custom Creations. He's doing a lot of cool stuff. I saw your beer bottle opener. I thought that thing was really badass.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Never know what I'll be asked to make.
Check out his t-shirts. He's always putting up new designs. Some cool shit on there. Like us on Facebook and like this video. Share if you'd like and leave a comment down below and let us know some of your memories of probably sort of, in my mind, the last decent block.
Does that look like Mumra? Not at all in the shadow? Oh, I'm telling you. You do that shit and you get in the shadow. It's
just drink your hot sauce already, will you?
God, I was a sick kid. Well, I'm still sick, so yeah.
All right. See you guys next week.